I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller has indicted 13 Russians and three Russian entities with plotting to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The indictment alleges that the Russians used fake social media postings and ads that had been unlawfully bought in the name of Americans to influence political opinion during the election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. The charges include conspiracy, wire fraud, bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. Four immigration bills, including one proposed by the White House and one by a bipartisan group of lawmakers, have been defeated in the Senate. Eight Republicans joined a majority of Democrats in backing the bipartisan plan. However, after the White House threatened to veto it and GOP leaders voiced opposition, it was defeated by 6 votes. Archbishop John Wester of Santa Fe, New Mexico, urged Catholics in his archdiocese to contact their senators and representatives and voice their support for Dreamers. The Vatican Press Office released new rules for the norms and regulations governing the resignation of bishops and of the heads of Roman Curia departments who are not cardinals. The Code of Canon Law previously had said that any resignation that needs to be accepted, quote, lacks all force if it is not accepted within 3 months, and the one that does not require acceptance, quote, takes effect when it has become communicated by the one resigning. The new rules state that the, quote, acceptance or extension for a specified or unspecified amount of time is communicated to the person resigning. Essentially, until the Pope officially accepts their resignation, they will continue to hold office. The Vatican is denying reports that Pope Benedict XVI has a degenerative neurological disease or paralyzing condition. The reports of such followed comments by Benedict's brother, Monsignor George Ratzinger, in which he told a magazine that Benedict had a nerve disease that was slowly paralyzing him. The statement from the Vatican Press Office called the reports false and said Pope Benedict XVI turns 91 years old in 2 months, and as the former pope said himself, quote, he feels the weight of years, which is normal at this age. A group of students at South Broward High School in Florida walked out of classes today to protest gun violence, the National Rifle Association, and President Donald Trump. South Broward is about 30 miles from Parkland, Florida, where Wednesday's shooting left 17 people dead. The FBI has revealed that a little over a month ago, the agency was tipped off about the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, and that it failed to investigate that report, but should have, because it was a possible threat to life. A food box idea likened to a meal delivery service that is listed in President Trump's 2019 budget plan is being heavily criticized by Democrats and nutrition experts. The current food assistance SNAP program, which gives recipients a card with a set amount of money on it to buy groceries, would be replaced with a pre-assembled box of canned and shelf-stable goods. Those that would be affected by the new program would be those who receive over $90 in SNAP benefits each month, which is about 16.4 million people, or 81% of households in the program.